Good evening, this is KC2YXN at Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Kathy. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times and can break the net at any time. So, are there any stations with emergency traffic? The Boonville Amateur Radio Club's next meeting, which is held every month, will be on June 16th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Art and Community Center, 106 Schuyler Street. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net control, please contact a club member and we can set that up. Should the net controller not start the net promptly at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a few minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You will find the preamble on our website at www.boonvillearc.com. I am now listening for any EchoLink stations that would like to join us this evening. Are there any EchoLink stations to check in? I will pause for 15 seconds.
This is Kilo Delta 2 Foxtrot Papa Mike. Kevin James checking in from Oneonta, New York via EchoLink. Looks like I may be the only one in the queue on EchoLink tonight.
Okay, Kevin. Well, thank you for joining us this evening from Oneonta. Well, we had a stellar day today here. How about yourself?
Well, I took advantage of the nice weather today, put the top down on the Jeep, and enjoyed the sunny 83-degree weather we had down here. Currently, it's, I'm going to say a little hazy up on the overhead with the moon looking directly at me. It's about 72 degrees out here right now, and I'm quickly putting the top back on the Jeep because I'm hearing rumors of possible rain maybe later tonight, more likely tomorrow with some possible severe weather. Tell you what, I will stand by and listen, because I know there's others who would like to check in, and I will turn it back to that. This is KD2FPM.
Okay, Kevin, well, thanks for joining us this evening. And, yep, I would put the top on your Jeep. We're going to have a cold front coming in, so. All right, I will pause a few moments to see if there's any other EchoLink stations. Please call now. All right, are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? All right, this is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I will now take check-ins from regular members and guests.
And five VOW. KD2AIT, good evening.
10-2-0-I-Q, good evening, Kathy.
WA2U, good evening.
All right, we have Bob, Jeff, Dan, and John with us this evening. So, Bob, how was your day today? How did you spend? Were you outdoors in this wonderful weather?
And 5AOW, absolutely terrific, Kathy. Got quite a few things done that I wanted to. Worked in the yard, worked down the garage. And just kind of did everything at leisure, and it worked out real well. Didn't have any plan, and sometimes I think it works out better that way. So, it was a nice warm day. A little cool this morning, but warmed up nice this afternoon. So anyway, 73 to everyone online, and I'll turn it back to you at 5AOW.
Okay, Bob. Well, good. You got some things accomplished today, and we did as well. So, yes, it was a very, very nice day. Alrighty, Jeff, how are things in your neighborhood?
Well, good evening. This is KD2AIT. We're up here at camp. We're having a good time. We just got up here about, 4:30 or so, 5 o'clock, and we did something you're familiar with. We cut up a bunch of firewood. And, at least we got it bucked anyway, and we'll get it up in the pile here tomorrow. We kind of took it easy after a while. We got kind of tired of working. So, a little buggy, but not too bad. Not like it was a couple weeks ago, so we can put up with it. And we're going to see what the weather does tomorrow. If we get a lot of rain, well, maybe we'll catch up on some sleep. But otherwise, we plan on doing some more cutting tomorrow. If we can, we'll get in some fishing and a couple other little projects here. But at a slow, steady pace, that's the plan anyway. KD2AIT, back to net control.
Well, good, Jeff. Yes, we're quite familiar with cutting firewood, and I'm quite familiar with stacking firewood. So, yep, and rain, they say you can even fish in the rain. So, leisurely is definitely the pace to go at. Well, you have a great weekend. So, Dan, how about yourself this evening? Any special plans for the weekend?
Good evening, Kathy. This is M2OYQ, and good evening to everyone. Some of the nuts this evening. We ain't got too much plan this weekend. It's going to take one day at a time. Depends on the weather. We got home today from camp, and we was gone for a week. Up park, not too far from where we live, but it was good. It was good weather. I was saying it started out cold, but last Thursday and Friday was pretty chilly, but the weather got better as time went on, and we decided to stay for a few days. Excuse me, Kathy. And anyway, so we got home today, and tomorrow, see what happens tomorrow with the weather and everything, and we got two things we should be doing, but otherwise, I will be camping. Alright, so what we got here? We got 66 degrees at present time. And this was a light breeze out there tonight. So back to you, Kathy. You have a good night. Talk to you later. And to a white kill clear.
Okay, Dan. Well, you probably got a big bag full of laundry to do from coming home from camp. And I agree with you. Going camping is the best. Nothing like being out in the woods and by the water and just being outdoors. Good. Okay, next up we have WA2U.
WA2U. Well, I'll say good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening this evening. Yeah, last night we had a nice... one of the features here is we have our fire ring that's out in our side yard here, and we have some lawn chairs out there, so we had a cooler out there. We have a camp too, but this is kind of convenient, so we have the traditional 807s out there and a few couples, and we sat around the fire and had a good time. It was really, really nice out there. Today, and my sister came up and worked out in the garden area out here. Boy, there's a lot of work out there, but we're gradually getting the fence squared away. I put in 30 fence posts, so they're out there in a big circle, and now I just got to put in the fencing, so getting that all squared away. Not sure what's going on tomorrow. I'm going to try out some stuff with a saw, but that'll be dependent on the weather, so did some maintenance things today. Changed the filter on the wood splitter for the hydraulic fluid, and made sure that was working okay today and stuff. So outside of that, not a whole lot going on. I guess it is going to cool off at some point, I guess maybe on Sunday or Saturday evening, but there's there's always inside projects, and maybe it'll help with some of the bugs around here, too. Okay, we'll turn it back to Nat. Next weekend, I believe on the calendar, June 6th, that should be a Saturday, is Rochester. Rochester Ham Fest will be coming up June 6th. It's in Rochester, New York, of course. And then there's the following weekend is the Cortland Ham Fest down in Cortland, New York. So few in the area here. And, of course, I guess Utica's July 25th. Anyway, so I'll turn it back to Ned. Hope everyone has a great week on WAATU.
Well, thank you, John, for filling us all in on all the ham fests. Those are always fun to go to. Alrighty, this is KC2YXN, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net, looking for further check-ins.
KC2WI.
KC2NBU.
Alrighty, we have Pete and Ray. Pete, everybody had a wonderful day outdoors today. How about yourself?
I had planned to work a little in the morning and then go outside, go out and actually, you know, mid to late morning actually, and go out for a while. I never really got outside. I walked over to the post office at 9 o'clock or so, pulled up a few dandelions, and had intended to go back out after a little while. I did a few little things, turned on the radio, and I had my extension speaker in the front wasn't working, and it's been screwed up for a while. So I'm going to troubleshoot that. I can fix this. I've boiled to the level of being annoying enough to fix. And that started a long sequence of back and forth between the two ends of the house, testing this, testing that. And I have a Cat5 cable that runs from one end to the other. And on each end, it goes into a connector of, you know, the female end. And two of the four pair get tapped off to another piece of cable that go to in the front to my switch and router. I guess it goes to the router, and in the back it goes to a switch and then to the computer. This has worked for years and years. The other two pair I parallel up, and I use as audio feed for my speaker from the radio, the HF radio, to the front of the house so I can monitor. And I did some work in the back and moved some things around, and I can't remember if maybe the speaker wasn't working reliably or exactly what, but I kind of redid that nice and neat. And I was trying to do a little bit more of RF choking. And long story short, it just went from bad to worse, to where not only was the speaker not working, but the Ethernet, the network, the computer in the back would say, you know, error, network error, whatever. And so I have a nice tester that I can plug the cable, both ends of the cable in, you know, a box on one end and a box on the other end with some LEDs. Push the button, it says if the cable's wired correctly or not. And that tests the cable is fine. And so now I start looking at these two sort of kludgy ways I've got the other, you know, the other side of the connections, the receptacles, the female RJ45s. And like I said, these have been this way for 10 years, maybe more, probably more. And you know, I'm pulling, and they're punch down kind of connections, not screw terminals or solder. And boy, I'm looking at them and I'm pulling them out, I'm redoing them, cutting a little wire off and doing it new. And I never could get, first I couldn't get the speaker to work. And, you know, I had to check everything. And finally, I kind of got that, and then I still had problems with the network. I ended up replacing both of those female connectors of the jacks, and I do not know what was wrong with them. I mean, I looked at them, I sprayed contact, cleaned them. I probably was 1, 2 o'clock. Then I got a phone call from Mars guy, Army Mars guy, wanting to see if he could get me to do more work to try and get everybody in northern New York to make sure they make a contact or have Mars be available for contact from a Mars station in the big COMEX at the end of next week. And boy, that just got me on a whole nother round of trying to get, you know, I just decided it was time to get my roster in order and get the phone numbers of the people that I didn't have. And I called people. I called Tom Dick up in Saranac Lake, and we chatted. And man, that's just the way the day went. So I got two things sort of accomplished, but there was none of it was what I should have been doing all day. And the bottom line was I never really went outside. By the time I thought, well, maybe I should go out, it was kind of hard to get.
48 to you, I just want to comment on a couple people. Well, they checked in here. Pete, sounds like Murphy was helping you with that cable. I can relate to that. Probably any of us has been hams for a while. The most simple, straightforward problem thing, and it's just, I can picture you people going back and forth, and you try to figure out why something's going on, you know, cause and effect. Of course, once you get it fixed, it's how do I avoid this again? We have a similar plug on the side of the radio here, and I've got a strain relief on it just because of that. They work well, but when they're not working, they're noisy, and well, anyway, so. And good luck with getting all that squared away. And Ray, that's a great idea with the computers. I think more of us need to, you know, you pick up a computer, a lot of people use them for programming their HF or their handheld, and at that price, you probably can have dedicated computers for one purpose, and that makes things a lot simpler than when you got everything clustered together trying to do radio programming and doing this and doing that all in one system. So they have a dedicated system that makes it kind of really a neat thing. So good luck on the adventures with that, and thanks for the tips on stuff. But the Hamfest, like Rochester, is a super one where if you need parts and connectors and things, you can stock up on them, and then you've got them for a while. I like to go out in the box here and out in the shop, and I open it up and go, wow, I've got stuff in there that's still bubble wrapped from Radio World and Oneida County Airport. But someday I'll use it. 73 to all, WATU, back to net.
Hi, this is KC2YXN. I'm going to do a last quick call-up. If you have any other stations that would like to join us this evening, please call now.
KD2AIT, this is KA3TFB Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo, and we are coming through the Echolink system. We've had some difficulties here this evening in the receive end. People have just fallen away. Our humidity here in the Pittsburgh area, north of Pittsburgh, is 72%. It's about 69 degrees. It's muggy like a hot shower. Back to net control. Over.
Pardon me for not being able to recall. Is this Bill?
Yeah, Roger. Bravo, India, Lima, Lima, Bill in Warrendale. And we have punched out for the evening. Our term for the evening and the week is done. Anything else is overtime, which I do not want. And back over to net control. Go ahead.
Thank you. righty, Bill. Thanks for your acknowledging your name there, and hope your weather is as beautiful as it has been here. So that's wonderful. All righty, this is KC2YXN. I don't have a joke this evening. I spent 7 hours today digging in the garden, and I'm got my jammies on, I have to admit. So, all righty, this is KC2YXN. I will now close the Black River Valley service net. We would like to thank Kevin, Bob, Jeff, Dan, John, Pete, Ray, Bill, and Jack for joining us this evening. Thank you for everything, all the check-ins, and I will now turn the frequency to regular amateur use. Everybody have a great weekend, stay safe, and enjoy. 73, KC2YXN, clear.
KC2YXN, KD2AIT.
KD2AIT, this is KC2YXN.
Okay, I have a joke for you, but you can come up one yourself.
Go right ahead.
So there's a reason why it's hard for older men to get a job. And this is why. An older man goes into get hired at a job, and he's sitting down for his interview, and the human resource manager asks him, what is your biggest weakness? And the old man says, honesty. And the manager says, well, I don't think honesty is a weakness. The old man said, I don't really care what you think.
That's a good one. That's good. Good thing we don't have to look for jobs anymore. All right, Jeff, you enjoy your weekend, too, with your family and camping. It's always a good time. KC2YXN, clear.
KD2AIT, clear.
KD2AIT, KC2WI.
Go ahead, Pete.
Last night, I was talking to Kevin James on Echolink. I said, gee, you have a hum. But I realized it's not him, it's the Echolink, because both of the stations, I wonder if you got a power supply problem with, the Link radio or something.
It's definitely possible. I got a lot going on in that little area there, and I have no other place to put it. And I did recently just move some stuff around there, so it's definitely possible there's probably a hum. I'm up at camp right now, I can't really check.
Yeah, well, either you got a problem with the supply itself, because it kind of sounds like that 60-120 cycle hum, or you've got some cable moved that maybe isn't shielded as well as it should be. Could be just the audio, you know, cables into the computer. You got one of those Rig Blaster Gnomics, I think, is what you had for an interface. Is that what you got there?
Yeah, I believe so. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I don't even remember now. It's been a while since I hooked it up. I kind of got it to the point where I could set it and forget it, and I just occasionally reboot the thing from time to time. That's about all I've been doing with it lately.
Yeah, I have to look at that, what that interface has, but I gotta either find the shortness microphone cable or find the other microphone. I can't find either. I'm assuming that if it's properly designed interface, it has the isolation transformers and both transmit and receive audio. But if it doesn't, then that could be the problem. It could be a ground loop, and if you don't have everything isolated, that would definitely give you the hum and just, you know, maybe you moved something or who knows why, you know. I mean, anything's possible just based on my ordeal today to get this stupid thing fixed, which made no sense. When you get back, take a look at it. KC2WI.
Well, I think the big thing is that I had to put the air conditioner in the window, which is awful close to that whole setup, so There's probably, I'm assuming it has something to do with that big old air conditioner, and that's the only...
Yeah, something. It could be as simple as when you, if you move things around, and you unplugged when you did it, and if you plugged a plug in, if it wasn't a polarized plug, and you plugged it in and you know, with the reverse polarity, now you swap neutral and hot sides, and that could very well be all it takes to create the ground loop. So, you know, it's highly possible. I have to get on, you know, transmit with the Echolink radio and listen to the repeater output and troubleshoot it, I guess. All right, well, talk to you later. Have fun at camp. I wish I was at camp, but I'm going to be camping out at my house here. I guess it's going to be kind of rainy, you know, as the weekend goes on, and I'm just going to have to work tomorrow and Sunday and try and get a little bit caught up here, I guess. KC2WI.
All right. Yeah, everything I read says maybe some early thunderstorms and maybe an occasional thunderstorm, and then and towards the evening there, where it's really supposed to, skies are supposed to open up and really dump on us. So as long as they can give us most of the day without too much trouble, I'll be happy. We're not doing a lot up here. We got a couple projects to do, but like I said earlier, we're taking our time. So we'll see what happens. We can use the rain. I'll take it. I'll take it in any way that'll give it to us right now. It's so dry, and of course it had to be the time that I started grass seeding the yard, so I've been running the sprinklers nonstop over there for the last couple of days. So any rain that can come down out of the sky will be a bonus. Alright, you have a good evening. I'm going to jump back out to the campfire, and I'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT, clear.
FPM will be clear of this repeater via Echolink. Thank you for use of this repeater. 7-3, I will hopefully see you guys tomorrow.
KD2AIT, KA3TFB, 7-3 to all. Good evening. We'll be signing off through the Echolink system. This evening we had some technical difficulties in receiving. Hopefully the next couple days that will be changed. Good evening to all.
This is KA27Z to the United County. Traffic on emergency net. Looking for stations that would like to check in tonight with or without traffic. As always, all stations are welcome. And I do have a couple pieces of traffic for N5ALW. Looking for Bob, looking for all stations with or without traffic. Come now, please.
This KD2AIT. Good evening, Jack. No traffic.
KC2NBU, good evening, no traffic.
N5AOW, good evening, Jack. No traffic.
Okay, very good. Stand by, Bob. And KD2AIT, hello, Jeff. KC2NBU, hello, Ray. N5AOW, hello, Bob. I got two more for you tonight. I think that'll about wrap it up, actually. Okay, let me make one more call here. Any other stations that would like to check in with or without traffic? Okay, Rochester over the road. May these stations come in after AOW? Bob, you ready?
Roger, ready to copy N5AOW.
13, KB2KOJ, 9, Earlville, New York, May 29. Ring the bot and 5AOW, please. Happy birthday, Bob. Hope you enjoy your day. 7-3 break. Mark, KB2KOJ, and of course he's my assistant at manager on action. End of one. Okay, I assume you got it okay. And the second one, the last one here is 1870. Routine. November 2, Kilo Kilo Lima, 11, Stockwell, New York, May 29th. Going to Bob, N5AOW, break. Happy birthday, Bob. May you have a very nice birthday. 73/88 break. Pauline, November 2, Kilo Kilo Lima. End of the traffic. How'd you do?
Roger, copy both. Very good. Thank you. And 73 to all, Jack. At 5AOW.
Yeah, okay, Bob, very good. And I think tomorrow is the actual day, isn't it? So, have a good day. And I hope your back is feeling better there, actually. Well, okay, I'll make one more call here. Any additional stations with or without traffic? Okay, thank you all for tuning in. Much appreciated, folks. 7-3 Straw. Have a good evening. Good day tomorrow. KA2-7-Z.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, I want to thank Mark and Pauline both for the birthday wishes. Thank them very much. N5AOW clear.
I basically will send that to each one of them on a message just to, you know, and put your signature on it. Okay, very good. Thanks, Bob. KA2-7-Z.